Task 1. Adrian is talking to Jackie Lee, the manager of a rooftop farm at another school. Listen to their discussion and write the information in the spaces below. One has been provided as an example. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Adrian, welcome to Kowloon West Secondary School. Great to have you here.
Great to be here, Jackie. Thanks for giving me the chance to tour your rooftop farm.
Don't mention it. Let's go now. The sun's out, so the farm is looking better than ever.
I can't wait. Your school is the only one in Mong Kok with a rooftop farm, right?
Actually, there are two other schools in Mong Kok that have one, if I recall correctly. I think ours is the biggest, though.
How big is it?
You'll see how big it is when we get to it, Adrian.
I guess I'm just getting impatient. 12 flights of stairs take a while to climb.
Well, I can tell you its size in meters. It's about 300 square meters. But I mean, it's hard to imagine 300 square meters. You just have to see it yourself.
Right. These stairs can really tire you out, huh? How long have you guys had the farm?
Not all too long, actually. It was established in 2014. I was in Secondary 3 back then.
Wow. So people have been making this climb since 2014? I'll need to prepare myself if I'm going to start a rooftop garden.
It's really not that bad once you get used to it. It's good exercise.
Are there parts of the year when you don't have to hike up there? That is, do you grow crops in your farm all year round?
Just about. We grow different crops depending on the season, so we're basically growing crops throughout the entire year. Some crops we can grow as many as 6 times a year, but others, like sweet corn, we can only grow up to 3. That means every year we can get from 3 to 6 harvests.
That's not bad at all.
Well, here we are. Let me get this door open.
Whoa, that is a lot bigger than I thought it'd be. Was there always this much space on your school's rooftop?
Yeah, the school wanted to make a better use of this space, so it was turned into a rooftop farm.
But why a farm and not something else?
The school thought that the farm would be useful in many ways. For one, it's helpful for teachers of science subjects. Science teachers can come up here for biology lessons and demonstrations.
Right. Students are much more interested when learning outside the classroom. I can imagine that another benefit of the farm is that it helps students develop some important work skills.
You could definitely say it trains their work skills, yes. Growing all this is hard work and requires a lot of planning. Students learn how to cooperate in a working environment and manage timetables and crop records.
Cooperation in a working environment is a good skill to teach, but I sure don't want to manage any complicated records.
That's precisely why you need to practice doing it, Adrian. Anyway, the farm also serves to cool the school building down.
How does a farm cool a building?
The importance is that it's on the roof. It shades the building from the sun and removes heat in the air. This helps a lot in reducing the school's cooling bill. Last but not least, the farm teaches students to treasure their food. A lot of people throw unfinished food away, right? Well, once they learn how hard it is to grow food, they'll think twice about wasting it.
All right. I'm convinced that a rooftop farm was the best choice for this space. So what happens to all your crops? Do you sell them to supermarkets?
Not quite. We sell it to the school tuck shop. That way, the healthy produce we grow directly benefits students, allowing them to eat fruits and vegetables that have not been treated with harmful pesticides. It is cheaper for our tuck shop to buy from us than food distributors as well. For these same reasons, we also use our crops in our home economics lessons. Our home economics teachers plan their lessons around what crops we can provide them at that time of the year. If we still have any of the crop left over after that, we give it away to students and staff. There's always someone who wants free produce.
That's true. I think the students and staff at my school would be very willing to receive healthy produce for free too.
All the more reason to make a rooftop farm then. Come on, let me show you the sweet corn we are growing.
That is the end of task one. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.